الله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
Once again, welcome to our tested station, English part of it. As we know, we conducted Alhamdulillah in two segments. The first segment in English in the morning, and the second one in Hausa, which holds after Asr prayer. We have questions? No questions. Okay. So, in the absence of written question, I think I will answer a question that has been asked and has been answered time without number. That is on the issue of revocable and irrevocable divorce. We have been saying, in the light of the Quranic injunction, that any divorce that is to be revocable should not be up to three. If it exceeds this number to three, it becomes irrevocable, meaning you cannot take your wife back to the fold of the matrimony after pronouncing divorce three times separately. This is in tune with the spirit of the Quranic teaching. At-talaqu marratan fa imsakum bima'rufin aw tasrihun bi'ihsan. Divorce that can be revoked is done only once and twice, once and twice. Meaning, you take your wife back at the first instance, second instance, but if it has reached the third instance, it becomes what they call irrevocable. Allah says, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, until a second husband is married, and the consummation of the marriage takes place. It's not only contracting the marriage, consummation too should be there before she goes back to the first husband, if circumstances arise for such a thing. This is to put it much clearer, and I hope this serves the purpose, inshallah ta'ala. Let's have our qira'ah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيء أجر من أحسن عملا. Those who believe وعملوا الصالحات and do good things, they acted righteously, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيُّ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Allah says, we shall not allow to be lost the deed of whom that did what is good. Whoever that did well, we will not allow his reward to be lost. Allahu Akbar. Okay? أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. Those will have garden of perpetual residence they will have garden of perpetual residence. That is, they remain in the paradise perpetually, endlessly, and ceaselessly. Allahu Akbar. That is the meaning of أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. And the garden, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْحَارِ. Beneath the garden flow, beneath the paradise flow rivers. Rivers will be flowing beneath, that is Tahtihim, under it. Still, Allah explains the beauty of that paradise. We ask Allah to grant us such paradise and what is even higher. Nasallat Allah Firdaus al-A'la. Okay? Allah says, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَثَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. They will be adorned. They will be ornamented. Okay? مِنْ أَثَاوِرَ, from bracelets of the gold. أَثَاوِرَ. Okay? Bracelets of the paradise, that is going to be what characterizes them, part of it. So مِنْ أَثَاوِرَ, مِنْ, and the bracelet is from the gold. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah says, وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا. And they will wear green garments. Green garments of fine silk. That is the meaning of yani sundus. Sundus is a kind of clothes which is greenish, of the finest form of the silk in the paradise. Not only that, wa istabraqin, and brocade. Muttaki'ina fiha 'ala al-ara'iki. They will be reclining on their couches. You know how somebody, if somebody reclines, it's a kind of a reclining of the well-to-do. But this is not of this world. Then Allah says, ni'ma thawabu وَحَصُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. نِعِمَ الثَّوَابُ. Oh, how excellent is this kind of reward. وَحَصُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. And how good is their resting place. So this detail tells you about the reward they are going to reap consequent upon their good deed while they were living in this world. So the opportunity is here. Grab it, use it. They say an opportunity once lost can hardly be regained. Subsequent ayah.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
We call it the parable of the book of Allah. The parables, مثلا, the similitudes. Allah says, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا. Present to them a parable of two people. Okay? جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ. One of the two people, we placed for him two gardens of grape vines. That is أَعْنَاب. Grape. Grape vine. Then وَحَفَفْنَا بِنَخَلٍ. We bordered in between them with palm trees. Okay. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. In between them still, we just make for him زَرْعَ, crops. To capture your attention to the beauty of this parable, this Quranic example, two people, one is wealthy. The other one was not given what was given to his friend. So the one with this money began to become arrogant. He began to feel he is so haughty, braggadocious, and the like. So at last what happened? Kiltal Jannatayni, is that the place? Both the gardens, Atat Ukla, produced its yields. Walam tazlim you know, she did not fall short of the expected production. Okay. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا, and we made Goshen between them rivers and waters. All to tell you the beauty, the example of how Allah gave it to this man. But in return, did he thank Allah? Here is the example. Allah says, continue.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
Listen. وكان له ثمر. The guy, the first one, had enough crop. He got enough, okay, of fruit and the like. But what happened? فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِي, he said to his companion, وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ, هذه جملة اعتراضية, جملة معترضة, parenthesis, parenthetical statement, coming in between two aims. وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ, while he was conversing with him, he said to him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. He said to him haughtily, arrogantly, braggadociously, he said to him, I am, that is to say, أنا أكثر منك مالا, I am richer than you are in terms of properties. وأعز نفرا, and I am mightier in terms of people that follow me. These two things can kill somebody's spirit. You have the money because by man by nature is proud of being wealthy. كلا إن الإنسان لا يطغى, simply because أرآه السر. And when somebody has money, he is invested with power. Unless if iman is there, you see him committing excesses going beyond the limit of Allah the Almighty. This is what happened with this man here.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
Next ayah.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا. He entered his garden وهو ظالم لنفسه, whereas he was unjust to himself. ظالم لنفسه, فالإنسان يظلم نفسه, ليس كذلك؟ أكيد. وهو ظالم لنفسه, he said, قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا. I don't think this garden will ever perish. أبدا. Perpetually. How? Have you been created to remain in the world perpetually? Some scholars are saying, you see, some people are telling a king, أطال الله بقاءك, may Allah maintain your remaining in power. They say, لو الله أكبر, لو بقى الملك لغيرك لما انتقل إليك. If the power had remained with your predecessor, it wouldn't have crossed over to you. So it's foolhardy. It's foolhardy. Okay. So the man talked in this way, out of haughtiness and arrogance and recklessness. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. Look at the point. He went to the point of saying, I don't think even Qiyamah will come to occur. Allah Akbar. Imagine, because of money that Allah gave you, you began to deny Allah's favor on you, to the point of denying Al-Qiyamah. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. Because As-Sa'ah, Al-Qiyamah, isn't it? Here. The word sa'a in Quran comes and means qiyamah, like here. It comes, it means just an ordinary hour. ويوم تقوم الساعة يقسم المجرمون ما لبثوا غير ساعة. ساعة ساعة. Two different things. Okay. So he will be saying, or he was saying, وما أظن الساعة قائمة. I don't think even the hour of resurrection will occur. ولا إرددت. Let's assume قيامة will occur. Let me tell you. Even if I am turned back to my Lord, لأجدن خير منها منقلبا. I will get something better than this as a return for me. The man was so haughty, arrogant, without knowing the value of his creator. Next ayah.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا
لكنه الله
ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفته ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا. This are two verses, verse 37 and 38. He said, قال له صاحبه, his companion said to him in a reply, وهو يحاوره, conversing with him. Oh, أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب. So, are you denying your Lord who created you from the dust? He was asking him this question. أكفرت. هذا سؤال استنكاري أو التوبيخي. التوبيخ الاستنكاري أو الاستنكاري. So, are you disbelieving or do you disbelieve the one that created you من تراب from the dust? ثم من نطفة and then from the drop of sperm. Look at this page. تراب because it's our origin. أنتم بنو آدم وآدم من تراب. منها خلقناكم. From the dust we created. So من تراب that is going by the origin. But the second process is through man and woman intervention, biological fusion. Then the sperm drop of the man goes down and she conceived and took in. Then, ثم سواك رجلا, and then Allah proportioned you in good stature as a man. Are you disbelieving the creator who did all this to you? He was asking here. لكنه الله ربي. Listen, but I will tell you, but as for me, He is Allah, my Lord. He is Allah, my Lord. And I do not associate with my Lord anyone. You see, the differences between the behavior of the man with money, with properties, with provisions of this worldly thing, and the response of the mu'min, who had strong iman, comfortable in his belief in Allah. Look at the two differences. Next ayah.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا
فعسى ربي
أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Then he says, ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالاً وولداً. Why, while we were entering your garden, why didn't you say, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Whatever Allah wills, there is not any power to stop it, except His willing that comes to prevail. You should have said this. That is why any person who is having a farmland, whenever you enter your farm, say this, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Especially you have seen the crop growing, you know, the farm is going to produce a bumper harvest. It's not because of the services of extension services, for example, the agronomists, yeah, we don't discount their intervention, but primarily it is Allah's gift. So try to align yourself to your Creator. Say, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. What Allah desires is what's going to come to be. Okay. In tarani ana aqalla min kamalan walad. You have just looked at me as somebody having less than you, and I have less in terms of children. That is why you look down upon me. Next ayah. Then Allah says, فَعَصَى رَبِّي أَنْ يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ. It may be that my Lord will give unto me, will grant unto me that which is by far better than your own garden. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُصَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. And likely Allah will send a calamity against your own garden from the sky. Then, if that happens, فَتُصْبِيَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. It turns to become smooth and just a dusty ground. It's likely that he was praying against this disbeliever because Allah gave him and he was denying Allah's favors. Now, أَوْ يُصْبِيَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا. Oh, the water that you have will become sunken. The water from which the garden is watered is likely to become sunken. You look at it and you didn't find it. Okay? فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. And you'll not be able to even seek or get it. The water that you water the plant will be sunken. غَوْرًا. It disappears. And you cannot get any longer. Without water, how can you water your plantation? Next ayah.
وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. That is ayah 42. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. Because of this, his fruits were encompassed and circumscribed, overtaken by the event. فَأَصْبَى يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهِ أَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. At last, he began to turn his hand in a dismay. Dismay. Is it what happened? Like this. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That is, أَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى أُرُوشِهَا. And the fruit has collapsed upon its trellises. The trellises is the structure upon which it is there. Okay? Ala urushiha. وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي. Then he was now lamenting. He was saying, lamentably, how I, had I known, I shouldn't have associated a partner with my Lord. That is from the beginning of the world. The negative consequence of setting up a rival against Allah the Almighty. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ من هذا. نعم.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا. And there has no for him any company to come to his assistance. Nobody was ready to come to offer any assistance to him in this situation. Okay? وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا And he is not, he cannot even defend himself. منتصر الذي يستطيع أن ينتصر لنفسه. Nobody came to assistance and he will not be able to defend himself. نعم.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق. There it becomes clear that true authority rests with Allah the Almighty. Allah is the only one having الولاية, the true ولاية. هو خير ثوابا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa khairun fa is the base in the company wa khairun uqba and is the base during the turn of event when things come to an end. Now
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض. To the end of the ayah. This is ayah 45. Present to them again as a similitude, as an example, the life of this world. Allah says, كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Just like water, we sent forth from the sky. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Okay? The crops of the land become mixed up with that water. That is what happens. When you have water coming down, it goes down and the crops, the fruits, get what? Contacted, get mixed up. That is the example of the life of this world. Then, فَأَصْبَهَ هَشِيمًا. Very soon, harvest comes. So it becomes هَشِيمًا. That is, it becomes only remnant. When somebody harvests his land, you go to the land, what do you see? You just see the remains, the remnant of his own crop. That is Hashima. Tadruhu Riya, that even the wind blows it away. That is the example of this life. How do you understand it? This life, with its glitterings, with its greenish attractiveness, Allah says, just like water coming from the sky, getting down to the earth, producing crops and fruits and things you need. You go to the farmland, you see so greenish, the vegetative cover there, very, very attractive, luxuriant. Soon, the rainfall withdraws. All you see is the remnants being blown by fast moving wind. That is how this life is. The world will be full of glittering skyscrapers, high tech products. But at the same time, when the hour of God comes, things will just be scattered. People in a disarray. Only people with Iman in Allah. That will be safe. Do not allow materialism, to bamboozle you, to take you away from the right way. It's going to come to an end. Allah says, وَإِنَّا لَجَائِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرْزًا. Just like this one. نسأل الله التوفيق والسداد. وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. And Allah on everything is مقتدرا. He is omnipotent. He has the power, the capacity to do everything. Next ayah.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. الله أكبر. You see, Allah says المال. What is المال? The wealth, not money. Because money is part of wealth. Naira is money, it's a currency. Dollar, dalasi, butu, corona is the name of a money, corona, not corona, corona. In the Scandinavia, for example. These are names of currencies. They are just real, of course, for example. They are just examples of currencies. They are part of wealth. Your cap is your wealth. Your ring is your wealth. Your motor car. So put them together. Allah says, Al-Mal, the wealth. Wal-Banuna, and children. But not only children, male children. Why does the Quran talk about, didn't say, Wal-Awlad? Because Al-Waladu combines male and female. Yusikum Allah fi awladikum. Both. But here, because it was addressing basically the Arab, and they prefer male children. You can see the hikmah. So Allah addresses them with what they want best. So Allah says, the wealth you have in your male children, they are just zinatul hayat dunya. They are just adornment of this transitional life of the world. والباقيات الصالحات الباقيات الصالحات but the enduring good things, whatever you do and remains is called the enduring good things. Okay, are better for you with Lot. الباقيات الصالحات, the prayer you do is part of الباقيات الصالحات. Your istighfar is part of enduring good. Your obedience to your parent is part of al-baqiyat al-salihat. Istighfar is part of it. Your taraweeh during this Ramadanic beautiful times is part of your al-baqiyat al-salihat, because they are recorded with Allah. They are documented. Ilmuha inda Rabbi fi kitab Allah yadullu Rabbi wa la yansa. But if it is something you spend money in, alcohol, women and the like, stealing, whatever, it only remains to you as a permanent scar against you. They have the potentiality of throwing you as the victim of your whims and caprices into Jahannam. So والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. The good enduring good deeds. The enduring good deeds, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, they are by far better with your Lord. ثَوَابًا in terms of reward. وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا, and it is better for you to have it at a wish. نعم.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
الله أكبر. وَيَوْمَ نسير الجبال ويوم, يعني هذا اسم متعلق بمحذوف مقدر, أي أذكر يوم. ويوم نسير الجبال, remember the day we shall remove the mountain. Yeah, the mountains will be removed, will be displaced. In Nigeria, when you look at Zumarov, you begin to ask yourself, who structured this? Who put it there? When you look at this mountain, maybe you ask yourself, at the first time, when did it start? Did it start abruptly as big as it is today? Or it started small and then it was growing day by day until it reached this crescendo? You ask yourself. Can you mount it up yourself? Yet on Al-Qiyamah, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. Remember the day we shall remove and displace all the mountains. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. And you will see the earth prominent. Prominent, meaning very clear. بَارِزَةً, devoid of people. Nobody there. No houses, no plantations, nobody, nothing. That is بَارِزَةً. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. Prominently clear. It can be visioned. لا إله إلا الله. It can be seen clearly. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. And we just congregate them all. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. And we leave behind none of them. All of them will be brought before Allah. That is يَوْمُ الْحَشَرْ. We have يوم النشر, the day of resurrection. And يوم الحشر, the day of congregation and assembly. So Allah says, remember such a day when all the mountains will be removed, we gather them, nobody will be left behind unaccounted. That is Al-Qiyam. He says, يوم القيامة لو علمت بشره لفررت من ولد ومن أوطان. يوم تشققت السماء بحوله وتشيب منه مفارق الولدان. القحطاني. The day of Qiyamah, if you had known of its overwhelming fear to be with people, you will have run away from your kids and from your nation. It is a day the central part of a kid's head will be germinating gray air. That is Al-Qiyam. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. نعم.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا. الله أكبر. On that day, they will be presented, will be paraded, paraded before your Lord, often in rows, 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 like the rows of prayer, often, often, often. Allahu Akbar. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفَّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. It will be said unto them, now, you have come back to us as we created you earlier. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْئِدًا. But you claim in the world that we will not place for you an appointed time for reckoning. This is the time has come.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. This is ayah number 49 in this chapter number 18 Al-Kahfi. ووضع الكتاب and the book of reckoning will be presented, will be kept. Okay? Will be placed open. Open. Allahu Akbar. فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. You will see the criminal fearful of the content of that book, because they knew they didn't do something good while in this life, so they are going to reap from their bad things. The armed robbers, the polytheists, those practicing bid'ah, zina, stealing, kidnapping, pen robbery, because you are government official stealing, okay?
Mm.
Mutilating the nasr of Quran because of your caprices. All al-mujrimun. So the best way we seek Allah's protection against misdoing. That's the remedy. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Woe be unto us. What happens with this record? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِرَةً الْأَحْصَى. It leaves no stone unturned in counting the minuses and the big thing. Everything, no matter how little, is recorded. No matter how big, oh, what kind of record is this? وَوَجَدُوا مَا أَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will get the results of their deed intact, intactly present, حَاضِرًا. It is there. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ what?
أَحَدًا.
Your Lord does not wrong anyone. Nobody will be treated wrongly. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا حَضْمًا. Next ayah.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ.
نعم.
أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
Allah says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا. Remember, mention when we said to the angels, prostrate for Adam, bow down for him, as a mark of respect. They say, Iblis or Satan was in the rank and the pile of their congregation as at then, before being made outcast. He was there. Allah handed down an order, prostrate for Adam. Allah says, فَسَجَدُوا فَسَجَدُوا. Simple word. And they bow down. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. هَذَا إِسْتِثْنَى. إِنْ قَطَى فَنَصَبَ أَنْ يَكُونَ مَسْكُوبًا. Except Iblis. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. He's telling his origin. He was among the jinn. The jinn is the unseen world. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. And he profligated, that is, he rebelled against his Lord's command. Naam?
No.
Allah says, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. So will you take him, you, mankind, will you take Satan and his descendants, okay, as your allies, to the negation of me? Rather, you take them as your allies, leaving me. Allah is asking, will you prefer Satan and his people and his descendants as your allies, leaving Allah? Anybody committing act of rebellion against Allah is taking Satan as his ally to the negation of Allah the Almighty. This is the question. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ. Seeing that they are your enemies, if that is the case, بِإِسَلِ الظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. so wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange. So wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange, because you are exchanging, okay, taking away what is good, bringing in the field what is bad. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ أَقْلْ وَلَا رَوِيَّ وَلَا فِطْنَةً. نعم.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah said, I didn't call them to witness when I was creating the heaven and earth. وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ, no, even the creation of themselves. وَمَا كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا. And I am not the one to take for supporting agents, المضلين, those who lead people astray. That is, Allah says, when I was creating the heaven and earth, did I call the jinns and his descendants and kafirun, hey, come, witness, I'm going to create. What is your view? Even themselves, when I was creating them, did I consult them? I am not the one to take for friend those who lead people astray. That is the message. Next ayah.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا. Allah says, remember when Allah shall, let me use the auxiliary verb shall, because it's more powerful comparatively. When Allah shall call them, Allah shall tell them, call my associates. You said in the world you have other gods, you compare them with me, okay, bring them today. So Allah shall tell them, produce my shurakai. شُرَكَاءِ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ, the ones you claimed, okay? You claim they were in the world, Allah's associate and partners in His dominion, in His power, in His ability to do everything. Call them to the, let me see them today. فَدَعَوْهُمْ, and they call them. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ, and they will never answer them. Allahu Akbar. Look at it. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا. لَمْ هَذَا نَفِي. It is as if it had occurred. It's an emphasis about the practicability of this scenario that is going to be. They never answered them. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا. And we placed between them a valley of destruction. We placed between them a valley of destruction. I think we stop here. This marks the end of today's session. نسأل الله رب العالمين العليم الكريم العزيز الرؤوف الرحيم أن يمن علينا فهم كتابه وأن يرزقنا تلاوته كما ينبغي إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم وبركاته.